Simen Shinan Gimel, Sif Beis. Aziz, Mechaber explains, that's a daf, like a board, that's sticking out of the wall of a house, into a Sarabim. It's above 10 Tfachim, and it's 4x4 Tfachim, and the window of the house is open to it. You can mishtamish love, you can do things on it, you can take things out of the house to put them on the board, and vice versa, and it's fine. Mishdabur explains, we're talking about here, about there's a Sarabim, and it's mutter because a Sarabim is not Tevis Samal Me'asar, above 10 Tfachim off the ground, Sarabim, like we've had many times, considered Malkum Batur. The same thing would be if it's a Karmelist. Doesn't make a difference really, Rish Rabbim, if it's a Karmelist. Same idea. Even Rish Rabbim is fine. Either Rish Rabbim is more Chomer, it's Rish Asteraisa. You can't carry Rish Yoch to Rish Rabbim, because this board is not considered part of the Rish Rabbim, since it's more than Tefachim off the ground. Mr. Burr explains, it's Mutim Mishtamish from the house to the board and back, to the Ziz and back. This is not only in the case where the opening of the window is less than 3 Tefachim away from the Ziz, from the board, that you can view the board as an extension of the house, it's love to the house, even if the window is further away from it, it's more than 3 Tefachim between it. Still, the Ziz, it's above 10 Tefachim, it's considered like a Malkum Batur. The Mishtabura says it's Mashma from the Stima Samachabali, the Machabah says it, that if the board would be less than 3 Tefachim off the ground, even if it would be within 3 Tefachim to the window of the house, it would be love to the house, still be Asim Mishtamish on the board. Why don't you consider Chur Shiachid, like a hole, like an extension of a Shiachid? The answer is, since it's Rishrabim, it's less than 10 Tefachim off the ground, the Bnei Yisrael might also use it to put things down there. So it's not considered an extension of Rishrabim or an extension of Rishrabim, rather it's considered its own Karmelis. Therefore, it's also taking things from Rishrabim and putting it, and vice versa, and for Rishrabim. Both ways are going to be also. It's going to be its own Karmelis. Here we're dealing, it's above 10 Tefachim from the ground, and therefore Bnei Yisrael did not use it, and also it's above 10 Tefachim. It's just simply a Malkum Batur, and it's not a problem. Now, Mishnah also tells us the base we're going to see in Sif Gimel. We're discussing over here kelim that are going to break if they fall into Sarabim. Because kelim that if they fall off the board in Sarabim are not going to break. It's usher to use this board because some kelim might fall off and you can go into Sarabim to get it. In fact, it's not even clear why the Machaber says it is. It's 4 Tefachim by 4 Tefachim because it doesn't make a difference the size. The halachas could be the same. Maybe it's not 4 Tefachim, 4 Tefachim. It doesn't have to have a window open to it. It's its own Malkum Batur, but it's not really clear why it says it. Now, let's say you have two zizim, one on top of the other, and they belong to two people, and those two people did not make Erev Chatzeres with each other, so now one of them ka'asar on the other. It's considered two of them shiachas, like ka'asar on each other, would not limit the deal of Erev Chatzeres yet, but two people who have a house that opens to the same chatzar. So kelim that are shav sabai, the start of Shabbos in the house, you cannot bring them mechatzar lechatzar on Shabbos, or even out to the chatzar on Shabbos, because the two batim asar on each other. And here also, kelim that start off Shabbos in the house cannot be put out on either the zizim, either the boards on Shabbos, because the two boards asar on each other until they make Erev Chatzeres, the two people to make them together as one. Now this is when the two boards are 4x4 Tefachim. Then you have this problem, lest they make Erev Chatzeres together. However, if the top one's not 4 Tefachim, the bottom one's also not 4 Tefachim, then there's no Erev Chatzeres problem. You could mishtamish both of them and everything down until you get to the 10 Tefachim line off the ground. Shmuel brings the Shiloh, if the top one's not 4 Tefachim, does it really make a difference if the bottom one's 4 Tefachim or not? And that's a machlokes, which is not really clearly machria. Now, what if the bottom one is for tefachim and the top one is not? So the top one, you can use it, but only connected the chaloyin, only what's directly connected the opening of the window. But on the sides, that you'd not be allowed to mishtamish there, because that's already the bottom, because it went to asar on it. Sif Gimel, something we mentioned already from the Mishtabura, now the Machaber speaks out clearly, Mishtabura is coming to this Machaber, any board sitting out the average Sarabim, they would say, la mishtamish, la yuzi, you can only put on it and take off things, klicheras, or schuos, or glass, things that if they fall to Sarabim, they're going to break. But anything that falls to Sarabim, it's not going to break. We don't let you mishtamish these things on the board, on the ziz, because they're afraid it'll fall to Sarabim, and you'll come and bring it in. Their most says only by ziz like a board, which is a small thing, things can fall off. But if you have something wide, let's say the roof of your house, you can mishtamish anything over there, we're not afraid it's going to fall off into Sarabim. Only a small thing like a board has this issue. Now, let's say you have a ziz, a board that's sticking out over a karmelis, so it's more, and let's say it's more than 12 off the ground, so really you should be able to mishtamish the ziz. So then, you can mishtamish even things that will not break if it falls off the board onto the ground. Because what's the little issue? You might go outside and pick the thing up and bring it inside if it falls off. That would anyway only be isad rabban, and bring from karmelis to a rish siyachid. A karmelis is isad rabban, they're not going to make a gzera l'gzera, that you can't mishtamish the board, because maybe something will fall off into the karmelis they bring it into the house. Only by a real rish rabban would we have this gzera, and therefore by real Rish Rabbim, you can only mishtamish the ziz, something that's going to break if it falls off, but if it's over at Karmelis, there you can mishtamish anything on the ziz, as long as it has the criteria that we said, it's above 10 Tefachim from the ground, and as long as no Erev Chatzeres problem with another person.